Okay, good evening everybody. We are holding over here in, it's your test if you have this set that each safe has different markings of letters. And we spoke about the tikkun that people make in being mashpis ra. In other words, that a person needs to have a Yetzirah in him, and the Yetzirah becomes part of the person, and therefore, when the time comes, he can uproot the Yetzirah. That's what he says basically in your tests. I want to talk about this, because this is really, really relevant, Erev Purim, or the night before Purim, and I want to talk about this. What he's saying over here is that if Ra had not become part of us, then we would never be able to vanquish Ra. So it starts with a person getting Yetzirah inside him. If we look at the Umis Ha'olam, so all the gullies we've had have tangled with us. So I would say the following Haggadah. In as much as we connect to a particular Umas HaOlam, that's how much we can upend it. We spoke about Minei Avoy, Beshad Nargi Minei Obey, that, you know, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to destroy something from within. So all the Umas HaOlam that have clashed with Klal Yisrael, have clashed tangentially. In other words, they sort of b'mikra clashed with us. And b'melu, that's how much we're able to get rid of their Yetzahara or their Ra, whatever it is. Amalek is very, very different. Amalek clashed head on with us. In other words, if someone to ask, where is the fight with this nation, that nation, I could sort of make a mark on the body and say the hand, the foot, whatever. Amalek, it's head to head. Collision, pure collision. Not only that, now in this massive Golus in Modai, the Klal Yisrael was totally surrounded by Amalek. In other words, the big piece of the puzzle was the Achashverosh. He encircled every single member of Klal Yisrael and swallowed it. That was the Metzius of Klal Yisrael in Paras. They wanted to destroy us totally. So we had become swallowed by Ra in our entirety, and Ra wanted to be moichik us completely. That was the nature of Amalek. So since we're so close, it's the only Uma that we're able to totally eradicate. Based on the point of in as much as you're connected, that's how much you can destroy it. That's something that can happen only in where we're connected totally. When we're connected totally, the destruction can be total. There's another piece over here, which it says by Yaakov, Vayeovek ish imoy. So Rashi says the word Vayeovek is two pshat. In one pshat is Miloshen lidabek. Because when you fight with somebody, you have to be connected to the person. You can't fight without landing blows on his body. You can't push somebody down without holding him. So every fight requires a type of connection. So Vayevak Miloshen to fight, and Lidabek Miloshen to connect, has the same word root, because it is one and the same. You can't fight something unless you engage it, unless you're connected to it. The Ra that Amalek was had swallowed up totally. That means we were totally inside the Ra, and we could do something. It's, if you think about it, there's a piece here that's incredible. I've heard this from two people, this Ha'ara. One person going through their own difficulties, and someone else that, think about it. Esther Hamalka, let's go slowly. The Megillah ends with a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful ending. The Jews were saved. Mordechai got this wonderful set of clothing, and they got money, like with my service, a sassy car, and everything is wonderful. There's one person that's messed up the Megillah. That's Esther. Esther's still married to Big Rubber Persian, and never stops. And she has a son from him, called Ayovish. So the one Jew stuck with a guy is Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka, it says in the pasuk Nehemiah that Nehemiah spoke to Daryavish Vashegel Imo. Shegel is a word in Tehillim, it's Tehillim and it's Nehemiah. It means a concubine. It means a woman that's used. And the Malbim says, since we're talking about Daryavish, it's very possible that it's his mother, Queen Esther, we're referring to. And she was with him and coaching him to do good for the Jews. So that means she herself is a tzaddikus, a neviah. She herself is saved Klal Yisrael. She herself got a mitzvah enacted because of her. A mitzvah chomer resisted and she won. And she is somebody whose nachas is a shegetz, a big shegetz. A tatala is Dayovish, a Persian king. That's incredible. So where do we ever find that the Kedusha be trapped in such a terrible matzav of tumah? What's up, Shabnet? It's hard to understand unless the Kedusha, so Lamashal, just like a virus is very deadly when it sneaks into the cell, and much more than that, the nucleus of the cell, and takes it over. That's how it overpowers the cell. When Kedusha infiltrates the world of Tumah, then it's able to explode the world of Tumah. The eventual vanquishing of Amalek / Esav is going to be because they engaged us and they took us in and they absorbed us. That's why they're going to explode from it. So it's just like, if I can give an example, Zeluma said, we lost out because the Erev Rav. Because since we had Goyim that became part of us, they still were Goyim, they were not Miskaya Kedin, or whatever is missing, and that way they were able to be very destructive to us, we are able to do that to Amalek when Amalek absorbs us. So certainly, we couldn't do it, no one has the right to go and do a chachil like that. But the Hashgacha led that this is where we'd be. And the only way you can have a Hashbasa, like he says over here, is when you have that infiltration of somebody who's shaykh to it, and yet we have the Yetzer Hara, it's within us, and therefore we're able to be mashbis the Yetzirah. That's in line with what he says over here. The story of Purim is be'etzem the story of being able to where Ra becomes totally, Toy becomes absorbed in Ra and explodes it. Let's take another example. Purim is called Hashem HaPur. A Goyro is a Dabar Kaddish. A Goyro is something which was used to give give the properties of Eretz Yisrael, to give the different territories of Eretz Yisrael the right for Shvatim. That's what a Goyro is used for. A Goyro is a Dabar Shebekdusha. The Haman came and adopted it or adapted it for his own needs. So once he swallowed Kedusha, and Lishitosai, if Amalek is all about Mikra, then Goyrol should not be in any way insightful in telling you when to wage war. It's not logical, it's just kind of coincidence. And the answer is, yes, so Dashkocha had it that he swallowed Kedusha and he absorbed it, and it undid him. So the same Goyrol that he absorbed undid him. One more piece over here. And this is a piece, Rabbi Shapiro speaks about it in his way, but let's just say over the main point, I think. Megillas Esther was not meant to be written. It was written down. It was a struggle as to whether it would become part of Tanakh, and it became part of Tanakh. Rabbi Shapiro explains that the pshat is like this. All of Torah consists of, if someone to ask you what is the title, if you needed to write a blurb for the Torah book, for Tanakh book, what's the blurb you would write? What is it? And the answer is the story of every time God interacted with the world. So it's not the story of the world. The story of world history is much, much bigger. But every time Hashem interacted with the Bria, that's what it's spoken. So when people did bad, people did good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said good, bad, and so on and so forth. So it's the book of interactions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria. Now, and that's why it's always about Hashem. Hashem did this, Hashem said this, Hashem said this, Hashem did this. Megillas Esther does not have in any place the Shem Hashem mentioned. It's the story of the Jewish people in the Persian Empire. That's what it's the story of. So how does it have Hashem Torah to it? I mean, there are wonderful history books, and they're important. You know, the Megillas Tainus was a history book, and so on. So it's not a problem to have a history book. But why is this book very different? The answer is because Megillas Esther is a storybook that tells me a story about Hashem. It never tells me specifically what Hashem did. It never tells me any particular event. But it's the story, B'chlol Yusuf, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing things that are together in Hashgacha. So even in so Megillas Esther is the story of what Haman did, really Haman and Achashverosh, the events that they rolled out, and then you know the, as they changed and so on, and that becomes Torah because it's Nagia Klal Yisrael. So whatever it is that happened, that they said, that they did, that becomes part of it. So the ultimate Hashpasa of Ra is shayach with Amalek, because the tzivui of Mochet Timcha is because Asher Karcha Baderech, because they came up and they fought us Baderech, that's why we have the mitzvah of Amalek. It's not only because the bad enemies that we do it, they have a chibur to Klal Yisrael that allows for this to happen. Had they not come to Mischava to Klal Yisrael never would have had the ability to be so invasive. So just like when somebody invites you to his house, I can now mess up the house. When someone lets me, you know, get entry to this computer, so now I can mess the computer. The letting somebody in through the front door is a way in which he now takes over. Okay, so this is like a hemshich of his whole point of why we have a Yitzhara and why we're stuck with him internally, is because that's how we'll be able, that's a big tikkun that people make by doing what's right, by being mechazik, the Yonim that are toiv, and thereby destroying the Yonim that are ra. Chaf. HaToyrekech HaNeshama. Vafashcha ato loshin yisadet ha'oiz. So it says, P'oilim yokin yisadet ha'oiz. Hine ha'toyre hi anikris oiz, kiedua, shehi ha'nesenes koyach lekdusha besoit duoiz alikim. Lehine, he says, koydem shenoylad ha'odam, v'lam noise kol ha'toyre kula, v'zelosas koyach l'shmosa koyen shekhanes v'guf, shetir kula min ha'kol ha'toyre l'sag n'olir z'kdusha koroi. So all we are given, all of us, a neshama that has in itself all of Torah, in order to be nadreig in the tzad kedusha. Fine. Al betzeisa le'olam bo malach mishakhoi, v'zeh kedei losis mokum la'yitzel ha'achis boi. Shem lo'ikein ha'yin nigrash mikoyach ha'kedusha, you have the original Torah that's baked into the person. You have the shikha, the age of shikha and hester, and then the relearning Torah again, which reawakens it. So the process of having first toiv, then total ra, then having the toiv come back again, that's the mahalach of teaching kol Torah kula, and then having the malach make him forget it, and then coming back again and the toiv. So if we're to ask ourselves a simen muvhak of this coming back of toiv after the hester is a gilui of the Ohr Torah. So when a person brings back the Torah in himself that was lost, that's coming back again to the mark of the Shevish. The inyan of let's go back again to Purim. It was very strange. We were Mekabel Torah in Sinai. There was a Moedah that allowed us to sort of disregard it in whatever way. And then we had a Hada Kibluha. That's amazingly similar to what we're talking about over here. You first have the period of Torah. So the Malach teaches Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. You have a process of Shikha, and that is like the process of this Moedah. You erase what was there. And then you have a process of learning Torah again, at parallel to the Hada Kibluha. It's the same exact Nekuda of having those three layers. So the first layer of Toiv we need to have A, because that's the Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Toiv comes first, and this Toiv is the Iker. You also don't want the person himself to become defined by Ra. It's the first layer that determines what something is. So the Mashal, if I have wood and then I paint over it, I can always sort of remove the paint, get rid of it, because the wood is the bottom. The wood is the ik and the site. So a person learns Torah, that's his yisoid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael, that's the yisoid. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away either through the Malach or through the Maidah. That now allows for Ra to be Shailit. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back Toiv to struggle against the Ra and to get rid of it. And therefore, now that we've gotten rid of the Ra, you know, we get rid of it totally. We get rid of it totally because we have an achiza in the Ra. Being that the Ra talks our nefesh, we have an achiza in it. In a certain sense, this is very similar to the achila for Eitz Hadas. The achila for Eitz Hadas started out, we first sat in Gan Eden, we had Toiv. We lost it to Eden Eitz Hadas, which means Ra became now the Shulchan. And then the safe pasuk is, we come back around again. All the same pattern repeats itself at each point, at each level. You also find, just one more thing, in the Megillah, you have, that Harbe Ma'ame Oretz Mis Yahadim. They converted, they became Jewish. It was almost, unheard of that, you know, in those days, that they would become Jewish. And this is part of the taking away from the Koich HaSara, anything that they may have swallowed that rightfully belongs to us. Okay, another piece. Chafal for Orla Pnimis. In that kufa, when a person is on the Shult of Ra, you need to, word miyaser, punish or discipline is probably the best word, because it can include both. So we have the same pchin of Arla, which covers us, and it covers us in a way that you can't separate it without cutting it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately chose the Tzura Brismila, or the whole Metzias of a Bris and so on, as something which has in itself, the chura seems to be part of our flesh and body, and then we see it, we see the Arla gotten rid of. So anytime you talk about Arla and getting rid of an Arla, you're talking about something which is part and parcel of the person. It's inseparable from the person's goof, and once a person gets rid of it, it no longer is that, and it's considered, it's a very different entity. The Arla Chitzainis we remove at Shmar Yamin, there's an Arla Pnimis, and that gets removed after 13 years and so on. I want to talk about another Nakuda along this. He keeps saying this, he said this right before, that happens at Bar Mitzvah age. In our mind, when we see little kids, you know, singing zmiris, davening, doing mitzvahs in some sort of contest, they seem to be a lot more into it than adults, no matter how big, but it doesn't look so much, the kids are much more into it. The answer is they're into it in a very, very shitristic way. They're not into it in a way where they dare what they're supposed to do. They're kiddies, they want to be goody-goody kiddies, and that's how they do it. But once they start becoming independent, then it's very different. The type of Hevel Priam Shtetanopis doesn't exist because it never had to struggle with Yetzer Hara. It's only the type of Nefesh that had to struggle with Yetzer Hara that can do well. That's the unequivocal over here. Okay, so we're holding over here in Chaf Beis, again on these, in the markers over here. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully next week, Be'ez Hashem will be able to learn Vayita. Freilich Purim, a meaningful Purim, cult of